Madison Democrat Mark Pocan tried to convince the committee to leave language in the budget to allow the university to fund the benefits itself. He says the UW is losing valuable faculty members because it's the only university in the Big Ten that doesn't offer such benefits.
Every major university surrounding states but us and 150 universities across the country offer domestic partnership benefits because it makes fiscal sense, and that we don't take such a priority over appealing to the far right that we're willing to throw out any logic or additional research dollars or good faculty and staff over it.
Pocan read a letter from one researcher who said he brought $3 million to the university in research grants and created jobs for half a dozen other researchers. Now he's thinking of leaving because he can't get benefits for his domestic partner. But Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen says domestic partner benefits aren't as important as another benefit the university doesn't offer, an optional retirement plan that allows professors to bring their retirement benefits from other universities with them when they're hired by the UW.
I asked Doyle appointees to the Board of Regents, do they lose more people because we don't have an optional retirement plan or because we don't have domestic partner benefits? And they said, oh, it's not even close. It's optional retirement plan. So why didn't we have that offered to us? Instead, we had domestic partner benefits. I would argue that the governor made a political choice there.
Jensen says Wisconsin is one of only four states that doesn't offer the portable retirement benefit. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.